Good morning, the laws of Shabbos. We are in the middle of Simon Reish Pei Tes, which is entitled Seda Suda Shachris Shel Shabbos. And we're now going to continue with Sif Beis. But Makom She'en Yain Matsui, a situation where there is no wine to make the Kiddush. Havi Sheikhor Shar Mashkin Chutz Min Amayim Chamer Medino Mikachin Olav. A person is allowed to take another beverage, which is called a Chamer Medina, something which has Cheshivas, that would be served in a special occasion, and therefore that excludes water. You certainly cannot make kiddush on water. And that's what the Mechaber says. So if we look in the Mishnah Berurah, he says as follows: Mashma de b'makom shu matzoi ein lekaddish al sheikh or sharmashkin. Now it says that the Mechaber says apparently only when there's no wine, which you can make the inference that means if you do have wine, then a person should not make kiddush during the day on any other drink, even if it is a chamar medina. However, as we cited before, the Mishnah Berurah stated that Mashter Kasavnu, that which was written down, Shamdin Ohagin Ohakibuzeb Shachris Medino Seinu, that we're lenient in our medinos, where we are, and that we allow a person, even if they have wine, to make kiddush on something else, like whiskey, I guess that's a famous one. And we call makom mitzvah and mukhar al yainhu. It says that if a person could make it on wine, that certainly is a mitzvah min ha-mukhar. And then the Mechaber tells us, the im ein lo sheikh or sharmashkim, so unfortunately you have no wine. And now you don't have even anything else, any other drink, which constitutes as a chamar medina. So ochel below kiddush. Doesn't mean you have to starve. You should eat. And without the kiddush. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Perish kashiyesh lo pas." The situation where you do have bread, then omer hamotzi al hapas. You'll just make the bracha hamotzi on the bread, and that's it. The also echol davar acher kodim lchein. You wouldn't be allowed to eat anything else before that. Well, that's ksasak poskim. That's according to some opinions. However, the im ein lo gam pas. Let's say a person has no wine, has no chamar medina, and no bread either. In that situation, you would not have kiddush. Of course, you don't make hamotzi. We're not going to say not to eat at all, because after all, there's still an inyan of oneg Shabbos that a person has to enjoy their Shabbos with the food. And therefore, unfortunately, you just can't make kiddush under those extreme circumstances. So the next few moments, I'd like to share with you the halachos that we've been discussing found in the sefer called Kitzer Hilchos Shabbos. Brought down as follows. He says that Kamoshe Shchiv L'Kaddish V'Laila, just as an obligation to make Kiddush at night, Gam B'Yom Yeshchiv L'Kaddish. Of course, we know that Kiddush we have to make during the day. B'Kodem Achilon, before we eat. Now, V'Avshe Kiddush Hayom V'Adai Einu Elam Ad-Rabbanon, as we established yesterday, that the Kiddush during the day is different, that it's only rabbinic. Mikol Machum, nonetheless, Shavu B'Chol Dinim L'Kiddush O'Laila. That's the only difference. Whether it's the Raisa, which is Friday night, during the day, it's the Rabbanon. Other than that, all the other halachos apply, such as v'hainu shekol dini kos, when it comes to how the kos, it has to be a certain size, it can't be pogum, can't be broken, shtia, the amount that you drink, and the amount that was in the cup, kiddush v'makom suda, they have to have a meal right afterwards, v'isur t'ima kodem ha-kiddush, this we touched upon yesterday, that one is not allowed to taste anything, eat anything, until they make kiddush. Those are all the same. Hanamorim b'kiddush alayla no hagen gam kem b'kiddush hayom. Mikol makom, nonetheless, the prat echad yeshchila. There is one place where there's a distinction between the kiddush during the day and that night. What is that? It says as follows: b'mi she'ein lo yayin. In the event that a person does not have wine, or he puts in parentheses, there's difficulty. Some people just can't drink wine. They have difficulty drinking such a beverage. Shav shabalayla kvar kasavnu. It was already mentioned previously regarding the nighttime. Sheish l'kaddish oz al pas. Then there is a way of getting around it. You can make kiddush on the bread. That's on Friday night. The ain mekachin al chamar medina. On Friday night, it's preferable if you don't have the wine or grape juice that you should use the bread and not on chamar medina. However, when it comes to kiddush of the day, we say it's the opposite. It could lead to some confusion, but if you understand the reasoning, then it won't lead to confusion. She'ein mekanchin al pas. On Shabbos day, if you don't have wine, you do not make kiddush on bread, like one would do on Friday night. Rather, on the chamar medina, on these other types of drinks. So why? Why during the day can you not just make kiddush on bread, if it works, on Friday night, and Kiddush is D'oraisa, which is more strict, you would think. So in a Kiddush, which is the Rabban during the day, you think pas bread would also be good. So he says the following reason, very logical. She'ikr Kiddush Hayom, who amiris b'rei pri hagafen. Even though there are different minhagim that we did cite, there are some people that say the Shamru, Zohar, Al-Kain, we discussed. But the reality is, a person could just say the bracha, b'rei pri hagafen, and that would be sufficient. Or in the case of a Chamar Medina, you could say Sha'akol. V'alkein nikra kiddush harabah b'lashon sagi nahar, which also we mentioned, that it's a euphemism, it's not really a kiddush harabah, it's not a big kiddush, it's just one sentence. But because that's the case, b'birchas hamotzi shesarach l'omer b'lav hachi, you have to say hamotzi afterwards anyway. After you make the kiddush, you're going to wash, and you're going to have the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So therefore, Eino Nikar Shilashim Kiddush Amra. It's not going to be recognizable that you ever made Kiddush. Because if the only thing you do is say a bracha, so if there's no wine, and if you're going to just take the bread, and you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz, it's like you didn't make Kiddush at all. And therefore, for that reason, on Shabbos day, we at least have you make something else other than the Hamotzi, namely the Shahakol, if you don't have the wine, which would be Chamar Medina, and that would be acceptable. Continues in the words of the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos for a couple more minutes. He says, also, Kfar Ksavnu, Sheshavim Dinei Kiddush Hayom B'chol Pratov L'Dinei Kiddush Halayim. Well, all the laws are the same. V'al Kein Gam B'Shamas B'Yom, Shamas Day, Asalitom Kodim Shemekach. Before a person makes Kiddush, one is not allowed to have anything to eat, one is not allowed to have anything to drink. There is a difference, again, this regard between Friday night and Shabbos day. And what is that? He says, Shizman chiyav kiddush b'layla maschil miyad b'haschol Shabbos. As soon as Shabbos begins, you automatically, now there's an obligation to make kiddush. Mash einkin b'Shabbos b'yom, when it comes to Shabbos during the day, it doesn't fall upon the second the sun rises. Lochal chiyav kiddush ad achar tefillah. It only applies after you've davened shachris. V'lam, and what is the reason? So he says as follows: Shlo chayvuhu chachomim lakadish elbazman shiachul echol sudaso achar kiddush. There's a practical problem that the only time that you can make kiddush is only if immediately afterwards you're going to eat kiddush b'makom sud, as we said, and therefore during the morning before shachris, v'kivon shigam b'yemei achol asurin l'echol kodem shemispal. And this is not unique to Shabbos. Any day of the week, you now have to have a bagel before you come and daven shacharis. Al kein gam b'Shabbos will have yizman achila. Also, when it comes to Shabbos, before you daven shacharis, you're not allowed to eat. Lo hetil lov oz adayin chiv l'kadesh. And therefore, the obligation to make kiddush does not yet fall upon you until after you've davened. And therefore, before that, you don't have that same obligation. Al kein b'layla, when it comes to nighttime, kibon shechol chiv kiddush miyad b'achnas Shabbos. Once Shabbos enters, there's an obligation to make kiddush. Oz then, gam chal iser t'ima mo'osasha. You can't have anything. You can't even have a cup of water. Nothing. When it comes to the day, when you wake up in the morning, until you've davened shachris, there's no obligation to make kiddush. Therefore, then, the prohibition of tasting anything is only after you've davened shachris. You're allowed to have something before the davening. Again, not a seuda, but you can have a little bit. Whatever a person is allowed to have before davening on a weekday, also a person is allowed to have before davening on Shabbos.